Sheni. Now the pasuk tells us about another carbon mincha, the minchas chavitin, which means chavitin machvas. It was fried in a flat pan called a machvas. That is the lashon of chavitin. This was brought by a kohen hedget on the day of his inauguration, the day he became a kohen hedget, the day he entered into the avodah, and also by a kohen gadol. It was brought every single day. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Zeh karben Aaron uvanov. This is the carbon of Aaron and his children. They will bring this carbon, minchas chavitin, on the day of their inauguration. Aaron uvanov, even the kohen hedget, will bring it on the day of their inauguration. Asiris ha'efa, it will be 1/10 of an efa soiles of fine flour. Mincha tamid, a mincha brought every day." This is referring to the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol brought the minchas chavitin every single day. Machatzisa ba'boker or machatzisa ba'orev, half was brought in the morning and half in the evening. Al machvas, it was made with a frying pan, a flat pan called a machvas. Bashemen te'ose, made with oil. Murbechas tiviena, you shall bring it revucha, which means poured with hot water. Hot water was poured on the flour. Tufine, baked many times, because hot water was poured on it. Then it was baked in an oven, and then it was fried on the machvas. Minchas pitim, a mincha that was made into crumbs. In Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, when the Pasuk is speaking about Minchas Machvas, over there it says, Pasois Oisa Pitim, they should crumble it into bits. Over there it literally means that they made it into small pieces, and then they made the Kmitza. But over here, when it says Minchas Pitim, it does not mean that. All it means is that they folded it twice, Shesi the Erev, horizontally and vertically, into four sections, and then they were makrevit Reach Nichoyach Lashem, as a Nachas Ruach to Hashem. V'akoyin HaMashiach Tachta Bibonav, and the Koyin that was anointed from his children instead of him, the Koyin Gadol that followed this Koyin Gadol, Yasa Oisa, he will also bring a Minchas Chavitim, Chok Oilam, a decree forever, Lashem to Hashem. The Kohen Gadol brought it every day. Kolil Taktar, the Minchas Chavitin was totally brought and burnt on the Mizbeach. The Gemara Menachis, Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph, says that not only when one becomes a Kohen Hedget on the day of his inauguration does he bring a Minchas Chavitin, but also a Kohen Hedget on the day he becomes a Kohen Gadol also brings a Minchas Chavitin on the day of his inauguration of becoming a Kohen Gadol. Based on this, the Gemara says that it's possible for a Kohen Gadol to bring three Minchas Chavitins in one day. If this Kohen Gadol was never a Kohen Hedget, he never worked as a Kohen Hedget, he went straight to become a Kohen Gadol. In such a case, he will bring three Minchas Chavitins on that day. One because he became a Kohen, one because he became from a Kohen to a Kohen Gadol, and the third one because he is a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol must bring a Minchas Chavitin every day. Ein Sham, Gemara Menachos, Daf Ein Ches, Amud Aleph. V'chol Minchas Kohen, and every Mincha of a Kohen, Kolol Tiyeh, it shall be completely burnt, Lois Eyochel, it shall not be eaten. Ein Dasakena Mibali Atosvis, who explains the reason why the Mincha of a Kohen shall be completely burnt. He says, because when a Yisrael brings a Karvan Mincha, he looks at it as if Hashem is getting his Karvan Mincha, because the Kemitza goes on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it goes to the Kaihanim. So therefore, Kaihanim Mishulchan Kavoya Haim Oichlim, they eat from the table of Hashem, so everything is really going to Hashem. The Kemitza is going to Hashem, and the Kaihanim's part is also going to Hashem. But when a Kohen brings a Karvan Mincha, he feels that only a small part is going to Hashem, only the Kemitza, because the rest of it is going to himself and to his family. They are Kohanim, they eat it. So therefore we say, no, by a Minchas Kohen the whole thing shall be burnt. This way the Kohen feels that everything is going l'shamayim, not only a small portion, the Kemitza. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zeh Karben Aaron Uvonov. This is the Karben of Aaron and his children. Af Hedjoites Magriven Asiris HaEfa B'yom Shem Mitzchanchen Lavoida. Even a Kohen Hedjit brings 1/10 of an Efa as a Minchas Chavitin on the day that he is inaugurated to the Avoida. Av Kohen Gadol B'chol Yom. But a Kohen Gadol brings this Karben every single day, Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Minchas Tomet, a Mincha brought always every day. V'Kohen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonov, Chukas Oilam. And also the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tesvov that the Kohen that is anointed it as a Kohen Gadol instead of the first Kohen Gadol from his children, Chukas Olam is a decree forever, which means also that it is brought every day. Murbeches Chaluta Boroisin called Tzarchot. This mincha is poured on with hot water, as much water as is needed. Tufine afuyes afuyes harbe. It is baked many times. Sha'achar chalitasa, after hot water is poured on it, oifin betanor, it is baked in an oven. V'chayze umetagam b'machvas. And then it is fried in the frying pan called machvas. Minchas pitim melamit sheteuna b'sisa. This teaches us that it must be broken down. Rashi Yashan, it explains v'lo p'sisa mamish, not actually crumbling it into small pieces like other menachos bitzuin upurim into crumbs l'fishen nikmetzes. It is not nikmetzes. There is no kmitza done here, so therefore we do not break it down into such small pieces. Elakayf l'shnayim, it is folded into two v'chayz v'kayf l'dalit, and then it is folded again into four shesi v'erev, horizontally and vertically v'ena mavdil, but it is not detached. It is just folded. And so, in this way, it is brought upon the fire. It is explained in Taurus Kahanim. Hamashiach tachtov mibonov. Hamashiach mibonov tachtov. The person that is anointed from his children instead of him to become Kohen Gadol. Kolot tachtor. Enik betes liyos shireho necholin. It is not scooped up so that the remainder is eaten. Elo. Kula kolal, it is completely burnt. V'chein kol minchas koyin, every mincha of a koyin shall ledava, even voluntary minchas that a koyin brings, kolal tia, it shall completely be burnt. Kolal, kula shava legavaya, it is equally offered to Hashem, it is completely burnt. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Chatos. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. It's interesting that in the beginning of the parasha, by the parasha of Oilo, it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. Then further on, when it comes to Mincha, the pasuk does not say Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, but rather Vizoyis Taras HaMincha. By Sheni, when it speaks about Minchas Chavitin, it says again Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and here by Chatos also it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. In Perek Zayin pasuk Aleph by Oshem, and also in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph by Shlomim, it does not say Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. What is the pshat? In Sefer Shem Olam, he explains that whenever it's a new inyan, a new topic, it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. And since in the beginning of the parsha, it starts off the repetition, repeating and going over the karbonos that were said in Parshas Vayikra, therefore it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer by the parsha of Olam. Since Mincha is just a continuation of this repetition, therefore it does not say Vayedaber Hashem over there, it just says V'zois Taras HaMincha. Sheni is speaking about Minchas Chavitin, which was not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, therefore it has a new Dibur of Vayedaber Hashem. Then it comes to Chatos, which is returning to the repetition of the Karbonis that were mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, therefore it says again Vayedaber Hashem. And since Oshem and Shlomim is just a continuation of the repetition which was said already, which was begun by saying Vayedaber by Chatos, it does not say by Oshem and Shlomim Vayedaber. Daber el Aaron velbon of Lamor, speak to Aaron and his children saying. Over here we see again a double lashon Lamor, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lamor, and Daber el Aaron velbon of Lamor. And this was the diak of the Alshuk in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph in Parshas Vayikra. Zois Teres HaChatos, this is the law of the Chatos. Ramban is Medayek, why did the Torah change the order of the Karbonos from Parshas Vayikra to Parshas Tzav? In Parshas Vayikra, the Karbonos were Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatos, and Oshom. And over here, the order is Oila, Mincha, Chatos, Oshom, and Shlomim. In Parshas Vayikra, Shlomim came right after Mincha. And in this parasha, Chatos comes after Mincha. And he explains, in Parshas Vayikra, the order was, we first say the karbonos that are brought as an adava voluntarily, which is Oila, Mincha, and Shlomim. And then we speak about the karbonos that are Choyva, which is Chatos and Oshom. But in this parasha, we speak about karbonos that are Kodshei Kodoshim. Oila, Mincha, Chatos, and Oshom are Kodshei Kodoshim. And then we say Kodshim Kalim, which is Shlomim. And the pasuk continues, Zois Taras HaChatos, this is the law of the Chatos, B'mkoim Asher Tishochet HaOilo, Tishochet HaChatos Lofnei Hashem, in the place where you shecht the Oilo, which is Shechita Sofoin on the north part of the Mizbeach, you shall shecht the Chatos before Hashem. The same place you shecht the Oilo, you shecht the Chatos, as the Gemara in Soita says, that the reason for this is, in order not to embarrass the sinners. If somebody brings a Korban Chatos, A bystander, one who is watching, will not be able to tell that he is bringing a karma chatos just by looking where he shechs the animal, because the chatos is shechted in the same place as the oila is shechted, and one who watches will think that this is an oila, not a chatos, and he won't be embarrassed that he did an avera. The kohen that will make it into a chatos, the one that will do the avoida, will eat it. This cannot be taken literally because the pasuk says in pasuk chav beis, kol zochor ba kohanim yechal oisa. All male kohanim can eat this karban chatos. So Rashi explains that it means any kohen that will be tahar at the time of the avoida may take a portion in this karban chatos. B'makom kodesh te'ochel, it shall be eaten in a holy place, which is b'chatzar oil moed, in the courtyard in the azara of the oil moed. Koril asher yiga b'vsor yigdosh, anything that will absorb the taste of this basar chatos will become holy. If the chatos is pasul, then the food that absorbed the chatos will also be pasul. If the chatos is kodesh, then the food that absorbed the chatos will also be kodesh and must be eaten with all the stringencies of the karban chatos. V'asher yizeh midoma al habeged, if it will become sprinkled from its blood, the blood of the chatos, on a beged, asher yizeh oleho, that on which it's sprinkled upon, the beged, the part of the beged which has the blood on it, techabes b'makom kadosh, has to be washed in a holy place in the azar. The pasuk continues with the din of noiser. Noiser is that there is an allotted time in which the carbon must be eaten, and if it is not eaten by that time, it is considered noiser, left over, and it must be burnt. The problem arises that when one cooks in a vessel a karban chatos, the blios, the absorption that goes in from the food, from the chatos into the kli, will become nicer after a lot of time and must be burnt. So it depends what type of vessel it is. If it is a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, which cannot be kashered, you cannot get the absorption, the blias out, then it must be broken, which is the equivalent of burning the nicer. If it's a kli nechoshes, a metal kli, a copper kli, which can be kashered, then one must kasher the kli by pouring hot water on it. Ukli cheres asher tevush albo, a kli cheres that you will cook the chatos in, yishove, must be broken because the blias, the absorption of the chatos that goes into the walls, cannot be taken out. It becomes nicer. Therefore, you have to break the kli. The imbechli nechoshes bushala, if it was cooked in a copper vessel, then it has to be kashered. Umoira, cleansed, meaning hot water must be poured on it, v'shutaf b'mayim, and then rinsed with water. Concerning the din of blias, absorption, that went into a vessel, there is a din of noisin tam lefagam, which means that if the blias remained in the kli for 24 hours, me'es la'es, then the taste of these blias become pogum, stale, and they cannot aser any other food when they leave this vessel and go into another food. That is the din of noisin tam lefagam. Shitas Rashi is that linus lila pogemis. If it just remains in the kli overnight, that's enough to make it pogum, to make it stale, and it cannot aser something else. We can understand very well, according to the Manda Omar that holds that noisin tam lefagam is a 24-hour period, then we understand why we must break the kli cheres. Because, for example, if one cooks the chatos in a kli cheres at 2 p.m., then the next morning, by Alois HaShachar, there is a chiv to burn the noiser, the blias that are inside this kli, which takes place Alois HaShachar. That's when it becomes noiser. And it does not become noisin tam lefagam, it does not become stale until 2 p.m. later on that day. So the chiv of Sreifa took place first, was chal first, and only afterwards did it become noisin tam lefagam. That's why one must break the kli. But according to Shitas Rashi, why do you have to break the kli? At the same time that it became noiser by Alois HaShachar, at that same time, it became noisin tam lefagam. Because Rashi holds, linas laila pagemis. So at Alois HaShachar, two things happen. It becomes noiser and pogum. So why should you have to break the kli? The Ran answers that this that we say, that blias become noisin tam lefagam, whether it's after 24 hours or after linas laila, that does not mean that these blias, while they are inside the walls of the kli, are pogum. No, when they are in the walls of the kli, they are regular blias. It's just that when they leave the kli and go into the food, that's then when they become pogum. Therefore, he says, we can understand why Rashi would hold that you must break the Kli Cheres in the morning. Because although it's nice and tam lefagam, that's only when it leaves the vessel and goes into the food. While it is still in the vessel, it is considered regular blios, and therefore it was chal on these blios a shame, a name of noiser, of leftovers, and therefore it has to be burnt, and the kli must be broken. Kol zochor b'kohanim yoichal oisa, every male kohen can eat the chatos. Kodesh kadoshim hi, it is kotche kotchim. This was stated already earlier that it's kodesh kadoshim in pasuk yud ches, and is repeated over here. Similarly, we find in the next parasha of Oshom, Kodesh Kodashim is said twice. Over there, Rashi is medayek why it says it twice. For some reason over here, Rashi does not say anything. There are two ways to learn the next pasuk, and these are two manda omrim in the Gemara. Rashi learns like one manda omar, and the Rashbam learns like the other manda omar. According to Rashi, the pasuk is talking about a chatos chitzoino, a chatos whose blood must be placed on the outside mizbeach. If one took this blood and brought it inside to place it on the inside mizbeach, the din is that this carbon is pasul, it is disqualified, and it must be burnt. And the pasuk reads like this: v'chol chatos, and all chatos, which means every chatos chitzoino, asher yuva midam eloyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh. If you will bring its blood inside the eloyel moed to atone inside the kodesh, the din is it is pasul. Lo yisei ochel, it shall not be eaten. Bo'esh tisarev, it shall be burnt in fire. According to the Rashbam, the pasuk is talking about a chatos pnimi, a chatos whose blood is supposed to be brought inside, and the din is that such a chatos, after bringing the blood inside, and after being makrev, the emurim, the parts that are supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, the rest of the chatos is supposed to be taken outside all three machanos, and burnt over there. And that, this is what the pasuk is saying. V'chol chatos asher yuvah midam eloyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh. And every chatos whose dam is supposed to be brought inside to atone b'kodesh inside the kodesh. The din is lo yisei ochel, the remainder of the chatos is not eaten, but rather, HT Sarev, it is burnt in fire outside the three machanos. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yutes. Hamechata Oisa, the Koyin that is Mechata Oisa shall eat it. Ha'ovid Avodoy Seho, who performs its Avoida, Shehi Nasas Chatas Al Yodoy, that it becomes a Chatas through it, he will eat the carbon Chatas. Hamechata Oisa Yechlena, Haroi La Avoida. This means one who is fit to do the avoida at the time of the avoida. Yotza tame bishas rikas damim. This comes to exclude one who is tame at the time the blood was being sprinkled. She'ena chaylik b'basar. He will not take a portion in the basar of this chatos. V'iyef shalomer she'oisa shar kahanim b'achilasa. That the pasuk is coming to forbid other kahanim to eat it. Chutz min hazarik dama, except for the kohen who will sprinkle the blood. The pasuk will be saying that only the kohen that sprinkled the blood will be allowed to eat the chatos. This cannot be. Shari nema lamato, the pasuk says further in pasuk chaf beis, kol zochar b'kahanim yechal oisa, all male kahanim can eat it. So it must be telling me all male kahanim that were fit and were not tummy at the time of the avoida, they may eat and take a chelik in this carbon chatos. Kol ashiyika bibsara, anything that will absorb from the basar of the chatos will be holy. Kol davar oichel, any food asher yigav yivla mimena that will touch and absorb from the chatos yigdash liyos kamoya will be holy to be like the chatos. Im sulati pasul, if the chatos is pasul, then this food will also be pasul. Vimi kashero, if the chatos is kosher, teicha kechomer shabo, it shall be eaten with the stringencies of the carbon chatos. V'asher yizah midama al beged, if it will be sprinkled from the blood of the chatas on a beged, then huza midama al beged, if it will be sprinkled from its blood on a beged, oisei makin dam tichabes b'secho azara, that place of the dam, that area of the beged, must be washed in the azara. Asher yizah, that will be sprinkled, yehei nizah, it will be sprinkled, kemoi. The word yizeh is similar to yiteh. Just like yizeh means will be sprinkled, yiteh means yehei natoy, will be lowered. Their fulfillment will not be lowered to the ground. Yishaver klicheres must be broken, lefisha blia nevshenev lasboy, nasa noiser, because the absorption that went into the walls of the vessel will become noiser, leftover, v'huadin l'chol hakadoshim. This is true not only by chatos, but by all kachim. Umayrak loshen tamruke noshim, a language of cosmetics of women. Umayrak means to clean. To take out the absorption. It must be kashered and hot water must be poured on it. But by kli cheres, the Torah teaches us, Khan over here, we can never take out the blias, the absorption from a kli cheres, and therefore it has to be broken. This that it says earlier, that the one that makes it into a chata shall eat it, it's not coming to exclude other kohanim from eating this carbon. It's only coming to exclude one who was tamei and was not able to do the avoid at that time. He may not eat the carbon, but everybody else may eat the carbon. The chol chatos, any chatos, the pasuk is saying, shemichnes midam chatos hachitzoina lefnim. If one brings the blood of a chatos chitzoina that had to be put on the outside mizbeach, he brings it inside the oil maid. Psula, it is pasul, and it must be burnt. The chol, the rabbi shah kachim, and since it says v'chol chatos, it's coming to include not only chatos but all kachim where the blood has to be placed outside and you bring it inside, it is pasul and must be burnt. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Asham. V'zayis teres ha'asham, and this is the law of the carbon Asham. Kodesh kadashim hu, it is the most holy. Ben kaima she yishchatu es ha'oila, yishchatu es ha'asham. In the place where you shech the oila, you shall shech the Asham also has to be shechted b'tzafoin on the northern side of the mizbeach. V'ez dama yuzrek ala mizbeach saviv, and its blood shall be sprinkled on the mizbeach saviv around it, shtayim shein arba, just like you do by a carbon oila. And all its fats you shall bring upon the Mizbeach, since it did not say which fats are brought on the Mizbeach in Parshas Vayikra when it was discussing the carbon asham. So now over here it tells us which fats have to be makriv. Eis ha'alya, the tail, and the reason why the tail is nikrav, is brought on the Mizbeach by a carbon asham, because the carbon asham is brought from sheep, and sheep always need the alya, the tail, to be brought on the Mizbeach. V'sachelav ha'machasas ha'kerev, and the fats which cover the insides. Although we found in Parshas Vayikra that it also says v'skol ha'chelav asher al ha'kerev, it says both, v'sachelav ha'machasas ha'kerev, v'skol ha'chelav ha'machasas ha'kerev. It must be that those fats are included in the statement over here in chelav ha'machasas ha'kerev. It's just being mekatzer. And the two kidneys, and the fats on the kidneys, which are by the flanks, and the diaphragm, which is the membrane which separates the liver and the lungs, with part of the liver, besides for the liver, and besides for the kidneys, you shall remove the diaphragm. And the kohen will smoke all these fats on the mizbeach, ishei l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. Asham hu, it is a carbon asham. From the words asham hu, Rashi says, we learn out that it remains a carbon asham until its name asham is disconnected from it. Which means, let's say for example, the Bailim, the ones who brought the carbon asham, died. So now we have a carbon sitting in front of us without anybody to bring it. Or, let's say the carbon asham got lost, and the Bailim brought a different carbon asham, and now we find this carbon asham. What do we do with this extra carbon asham? The din is, yira achi yistayif, the animal grazes until it gets a mum, a blemish, and now it is disqualified as a carbon. We sell the animal, and we use the money lo'ilas kayas mizbeach, for a carbon oila brought by the tzibor when the mizbeach is empty. So you might think that instead of yira achi yistayif, instead of grazing until it gets a mum, let's just shecht this carbon asham as an oila. Why do we have to let it get a mum? Therefore the pasuk says asham hu, it remains an asham until you disconnect its name from it, which means it remains an asham until it gets a mum and it's pasul, and then you sell it and then you can use the money for an oila, but you can't just shecht it and bring it as a carbon oila. Kol zochar b'kahanim yochalena, every zochar by the kahanim shall eat it. B'mokim kodesh yeochel, it shall be eaten in the azara. Kodesh Kodashim hu, it is kachay kachim. And over here, Rashi is medayik. Why does it say Kodesh Kodashim twice? And it is explained in the Torah's Kohanim. Kachatos ka'osham tera achas lohem. Like a chatos is the osham, one law to both of them. Which law? Ha'koin ha'sheyichapibay lo yiyah. To the koin that does the avodah, lo yiyah, it shall be to him. So again, we have a stira. In Pasuk Zion, it says that it goes to the koin that does the avodah. In Pasuk Vav, it says it goes to Kol Zachar Bakahanim, every male Kohen. So again, we say it goes to every male Kohen that was Tahar during the time of the Avodah. And that's how we answer the stira, the contradiction of the two Psukim. And a Kohen that will be makriv a carbon oila for another person. The skins of the oila, of the carbon that he was makriv, will go to the Kohen. And again, it does not mean only to that Kohen, but rather to any Kohen that will be tahar during the time of that voida. He may take a chelik in this skins of the oila. And any mincha that will be baked in an oven, which is mafesanur. And any mincha that will be baked, fried, in a marcheshes, a deep pan, or machvas, a flat pan. It will go to the kohen that will do the avodah. That's what it says in this pasuk. But the next pasuk says, v'chol mincha belula b'shemen, any mincha that was mixed with oil, meaning a mincha soiles, the first mincha in the parasha of mincha in parashas Vayikra, v'chareva, or any dry mincha, which is a mincha schoite, a mincha brought by somebody who did an avera, which does not have any oil in it, that's why it's called chareva, a dry mincha, v'chol b'nei Aharon tia ishka achiv, to all the children of Aharon, it will be ishka achiv, every man alike. And this seems to be a stira, because in Pasuk Tes it says it will go to the one that does the Avodah. And in Pasuk Yud it says it will go to all the Bnei Aharon. So Rashi over here says that it will go to all the Kohanim of the base of that Kohen that did the Avodah. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups. Each group was called a Mishmar. Every Mishmar worked approximately 2 weeks a year. When it was their time to work, the Mishmar was divided into 6 groups, each group being called a Beis Av. Every day, a different Beis Av would do the Avodah, and on Shabbos, they would all work together. So the Pasuk is telling us that the Kohen that will do the Avodah will share this Karban Mincha with all the other Kohanim of his Beis Av, of his group that was working on that day. That's why the Pasuk says, L'chol B'nei Aharon, and it also says, L'Kohen HaMakrev Oisa Lo Yieh. Zak Rashi Pasuk Aleph Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. Why does it say Hu? Hu Karav the Ein Tumurasei Kreva. He, the Karban Asham, is sacrificed, but its substitute is not brought on the Mizbech. Which means, let's say somebody sets aside a Karban Asham, and then he decides he wants to transfer the Kedusha from this animal to another animal. The din is that the animal that was originally the Karban Asham remains Kodesh, but the other one is not brought on the Mizbeach, but rather Yira Achi Yistaev, it will graze until it gets a mum, and then it will be posel, and then we will sell it and use the money L'tzarche Oilais for the Oilais Kayetz Mizbeach. So we see that the substitute is not brought on the Mizbeach. This is not the din by a carbon oila and a carbon shlomim, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bichu Koisai, Perikov Zayin, Pasuk Tes and Yud, V'hoya hu usmurasa yeh kodesh. If one substitutes a carbon oila or a carbon shlomim for another animal, they are both holy, and they are both brought on the Mizbeach. But the pasuk is telling us over here, by carbon asham, this is not the din, and the substitute is not brought on the Mizbeach. Hu kara v'ein tmurasa kreva. And one has to wonder why Rashi makes this diak only by Asham in Pasuk Aleph, where it says Kodesh Kodashim Hu, and not earlier by Chatos, where there also it says Kodesh Kodashim Hi in Pasuk Yudches. Zot Rashi Yishchatu, Ribalonu Shchitas Harbe. It says Yishchatu, which is a Lashon Rabim. It's coming to include many Shchitas. Lefisha Matzinu Asham B'tzibor, since we find Asham by a tzibur, the community bringing a carbon asham, these words are very problematic, because we do not find the tzibur bringing a carbon asham. As we mentioned earlier in Parshas Vayikra, there are 6 types of ashamos, and all of them are brought by the yachid, the individual, not by the tzibur. Therefore, there are those that change the girsa in Rashi, and instead of writing Lefisha Matzinu Asham Etzibur, the girsa is Lefisha Loy Matzinu Asham Etzibur. We do not find a Asham by the Tzibur, therefore we cannot make the drasha of the Lashon Rabbim concerning Asham, but rather we will move it over to Oila. Nema Yishchatu Rabbim V'Tolei Ba'Oila. By Asham it says a Lashon Rabbim Yishchatu, and since there is no Asham brought by a tzibur. Therefore, we will put it, the Talib Ayla, we will put it on to an Ayla, since the Pasuk is saying that the Asham is like an Ayla. Lahavi, and it's coming to include Oilas Tzibor L'Tzafon, the Oilas Tzibor to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Since in Parashat Vayikra, when it says Shechitat Tzafon, it is talking about a Karban Yachid. So over here, the fact that it says Yishchatu, it's coming to include that even an Oilas Tzibor is shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Ves Kol Chelba and all its fats, Adkan Lo Nispashu Emurim Ba'Oshem. Until now, the emurim, the parts that are brought on the mizbeach, were not specified by a carbon asham earlier in Parshas Vayikra. L'kach v'shuch l'farshim kan. That's why the pasuk has to explain them over here. Avachatos k'farnes barshu bo b'parshas Vayikra. But a carbon chatos, the emurim were mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. That's why it's not said again over here. And so alyo l'fisha asham ena bo ela ayelo keves. Since an asham is only brought from a ram or a sheep, vayel v'keves n'sarabo ba'alyo, and a ram and a sheep are increased in the parts that are brought on the Mizbeach. They must also bring the tail. That's why it said over here that the Aliyah is brought by an Asham. Asham who, Achi Natik Shmoy Mimenu, until its name is disconnected from it, it still remains an Asham. Limit Allah Asham Shemesu Baalov, it teaches us concerning an Asham whose owners died, Oshin Ischapu Baalov, or whose owners were already atoned with another carbon, because this carbon was lost, and they bought a different carbon, and now they found this one, Afal Bisha Oymid Li Dhamab Oyla Lakayat Mizbeach, even though its worth is going to be used for an oilas kayis mizbeach, which means that it's yira achiyas tayef. We let it graze until it gets a mum, and then we sell it, and then we use the money for oilas kayis mizbeach. Im shachat toistam, if he slaughters it with no specific intent, ain't a kashal oila, it is not good as a carbon oila. Koidim shenitik loriya, before it is disconnected from the name asham by grazing it and getting a mum. That's why it says Asham Hu, it remains an Asham until its name is disconnected from it by Yira Achi Yistayef. This pasuk of Asham Hu is not coming to tell me that an Asham is possible if it was not Lishma, if it was not brought Lashem Asham for the sake of an Asham. Who, just like they dash in the word who, hakosu b'chatos, that is written by chatos in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, where over there we make a drosha, chatos who, only if it's l'shma. So why don't we say the same thing over here, asham who, only if it's l'shma. L'fisha asham, lo'y nema by asham who, elo la'achar haktores emurim. Because in this pasuk, when it says asham who, it is stated after the haktorah, after the smoking of the parts on the mizbeach. If you look at the pasuk, it says v'hikter oisma koyin hamizbecha, the koyin will place the parts on the mizbeach ishe l'ashem, and then it says asham hu. So the pasuk, if it's coming to tell us the din of l'shma, it will be telling us that the emurim must be placed on the mizbeach l'shma, and that cannot be because v'hu atzmo ishalei hukteru emurav kosher. Even if the emurim were not placed on the mizbeach, it's kosher. So if the emurim do not disqualify the carbon when they are not placed at all on the Mizbeach, they definitely do not disqualify the carbon if they are placed on the Mizbeach and it just wasn't Lishma. So over here the Pasuk cannot be telling me the din of Lishma. As opposed to by Chatos and Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Dalet, over there it says V'shachar Oysi Bimkoy Masha Yishchar Asa Oilo, and then it says Chatos Hu. Chatos Hu is said by the Shechita. So over there it's telling me that the Shechita must be done L'shem Chatos. But over here we're not talking about the Shechita. We're talking about bringing the Emurim on the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk would have been telling me that bringing it on the Mizbeach has to be L'shma. And that cannot be, because Emurim on the Mizbeach is not a disqualification, even if it's not brought at all. Therefore the Pasuk must be telling me something else. Zak Rashi Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. Rashi is bothered why it says Kodesh Kadoshim here in Pasuk Vav and also in Pasuk Aleph. The Teres Kahanim Hu Nidrash, it is explained in Teres Kahanim. Tara Achas Lohem B'Dover Zeh. There is one law for the Chatas and Osham concerning this. HaKoyin Asher Yechaper Boy, and that is that the Koyin that does the Avoida, Haroi LeKaporah, who is fit to do the avoida and to be mechaper cholik boy, takes a chelik, takes a portion in the carbon asham prat. This comes to exclude l'tful yoim, one who is tameh, and he had tefillah, he went into the mikvah on that day, but he did not have herav shemesh, the sun did not set, so he is not totally tahar yet. And also mechusa kippurim, one who had tefillah and herav shemesh, the sun did set, but he did not bring his carbon yet, because certain tumais Not only does he have to go to the mikvah and have Harav Shemesh, he must also bring karbonos. So if he did not bring his carbon yet, he cannot do the avodah. The oinin, and also an oinin, which is a mourner on the day of the death of his relative, he cannot bring a carbon. So all these people, they cannot bring a carbon, and therefore they cannot take a chelek in the asham. Or ha'oila shirikiv la'koyin la'yeh. The skins of the oila go to the kohen. Prat lo tfol yoyim v'mechus kippurim v'oinin. Prat, it's coming to exclude these three type of people. Tfol yoyim v'mechus kippurim and oinin. She'en echol gemaris. They do not get a portion in the oiris since they are not fit to do the avoida. Zakrashi la kohen ha'makrovoisa. To the kohen that does the avoida of the mincha, he will get the remaining parts of the mincha. Yochalo levadoi, I might think for him alone. Talmud lomer, therefore the pasuk says, l'chol b'nei aharon tiyeh. The next pasuk says it goes to all the b'nei aharon. Yochel Kulon, I might think to all of them. Talmud Lomer LeKohen HaMakriv, it says to the Kohen that brings it in this pasuk. Hoketzad, how is that possible? It's a stira. LeBeisav Shel Oisa Yoim SheMakriv Oisa. It is referring to that all the Kayanim of that Beisav may take a portion in the Mincha. The question arises that we had this stira by all the other Karbonos earlier, where the pasuk says Kol Zochor B'vnei Aaron Yechaleno. Every kohen can eat it. And then the pasuk says only the one that does the avodah. So in order to reconcile this contradiction, we said that it means it goes to all the kohanim who are fit to do the avodah, they may take part in the karbonos. Why over here does Rashi say a different answer to this question? Over here he does not say that every kohen who is fit to do the avodah takes part in the mincha. But rather he says, every kohen that is in the base of the kohen that did the avodah, he may take part in the mincha. Why does Rashi say a different teretz? The ayin b'sefer maskil of David, and also in the sefer birchas kohen who discuss this diak.